Okay, there you go. Alright. Got it? Okay. I'll go up higher. Okay. Okay. You got it? Alright. You got your mic? Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, there you go. And whenever you're ready.
Whenever I'm ready?
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 69. Guess what, audio listeners, you're missing out because why, Waleed?
We are 69.
Yeah, buddy.
In honor of episode 69, what better way to celebrate, huh, Zach?
Than 69ing. A couple people think maybe in the comments this isn't 69ing. Well, if this image is in your guys' faces, I think you guys would say this is 69ing. Am I right, Waleed?
That's right, Zach. I don't know how sex works.
Well, anyways, guys, tune in for the greatest episode ever. Happy New Year, and let's get to 69ing.
Oh God, I got a fart.
Did you guys see that?
Whoa.
If that doesn't deserve a thumb up, a comment.
It deserves something.
It deserves a, hey, the spank bank for them.
Yeah. Woo.
Holy hell.
Yeah, guys, we just gave you some ammo.
You guys like those spanks?
So did every episode start out like that?
I think so, dude.
In a different sexual position?
I was spanking full cheek.
Oh, yeah. You got good grip.
I think people watch it usually on 1X.
Right.
If they slow it down.
Right.
I think those guys see some.
Guys, people. This episode doesn't deserve to be watched on mobile, all right? You got to put this. You got to airplay it on your TV.
Hey.
You gotta
Close the blinds.
Turn on lock some jazz, the doors.
Get some moisturizers
That's
going.
That's right, guys. And thank you for joining us on episode 69. Like Zach said, give a thumbs up.
Hey, thank you guys for joining us in thank you guys for joining us in the year 2024.
That's right. Not 2069. Oh.
Okay. Mm. Not everything has to be 69 related. We're going for 69 minutes today, guys. That's right. 69 minutes on the dot. Luke, if you start the timer, we are good to go for 69 minutes.
We do 68.
Just damn it. We come too fast. Sorry. Anyways, we do have some resolutions for you guys because the new year has just started. You guys have already liked, commented, subscribed,
right.
I'm sure.
That's right.
Rated 5 stars on everything.
Right.
But we had some resolutions. Waleed?
Yeah?
Are you pulling up your resolutions that you wrote down?
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm gambling right now. I'm putting some bets in.
Maybe like some positive resolutions for people who are gambling.
Okay. Kevin Durant, more than 10 points or less?
Resolutions is something that you like want to start fresh on.
Okay. Fuck. Damn. All right. I guess be more financially responsible.
Oh, nice. You're not going to do that this year? No gambling,
No, I
right?
guess I won't pay. Do my picks. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you guys make sure to start fresh.
Yeah. What are your resolutions?
More porn.
Huh?
More drinking.
Okay.
I want
degenerate.
I want to gamble more. I want to do more ads on my own personal account.
Yeah, that's good.
Everyone loves ads.
Yeah, who doesn't love a good ad?
And I think I have a lot of ads coming up this year, so that's pretty cool.
Okay, selling out. Nice.
Yeah, I want to move back in with you.
Okay.
I think that's a good resolution. I'm sick of living with Tots. She
really?
Makes me a better person. I want to be a degenerate again.
Yeah, you want to start gambling?
Yeah,
gambling and jack it off?
Yeah, dude. When I was living with you, I was on the wall.
Wait.
What? In your room.
Right. Okay. Woo.
Yeah.
Wait.
And I want to get a Honda Fit.
Okay, those are very interesting goals.
Yeah.
I like the balancing of the money. I like the you moving back in. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so fun.
That's going to be fun as fuck.
Dude, we're going to be like the hype house.
Of what?
We have GoPros in every corner. We'll be like a reality show.
Doing confessionals.
Zach and Wally do.
Yeah, so Zach jacked off on the walls again.
It's taking the paint off.
We had to call the handyman.
He still has chemo cum.
Chemo cum? What the fuck is that?
You're
green ooze?
No, after chemo, you're not supposed to have sex for like 3 months or something like that because it's like the fucking like...
The radiation?
Yeah, there's radiation and there's chemicals and yeah.
Holy fuck,
yeah, dude,
real?
Pretty sick.
That's Ninja Turtle cum.
Yeah, it was fun times.
That's the ooze.
Yeah. So I'll bring that back.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, what are some of your resolutions?
My real resolution is one...
Wait, that wasn't real?
The gambling?
You were faking?
Yeah, it was a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stop doing bits. No, real resolution is stop doing this. I got some...
That's what I forgot to bring up last episode.
I got fucking roasted for doing this.
Dude, last episode, 3 weeks ago, yeah. 2 weeks ago, I wanted to bring up, like, the last 2-3 podcasts we were in.
The live.
We did Piss and Pickled.
Yeah.
Make sure to go check that out everywhere. And then you also did 2 episodes back to back of you just picking at your sideburns. And then you also did the live show.
Yep, with this.
The Zany Zacky live show. Yep. Just picking at your fucking beard.
Because I have the thing, the hand fixation thing.
Oh, the handicap.
No, the hand. The
speech impediment.
No, I just gotta fidget with my hands. You know what I mean?
I love walking. Like when we go on walks, you have to pick
like
flowers,
leaves. Yeah. I gotta find something else to do while we do, because I got roasted for doing this.
At least you're not the hands in the pants guy.
I would if there wasn't. That would be my next fixation.
Fidget with your dick? Up, so
yeah. Guys, it's for my, like, I have to do it.
I'm a fidgeter.
Yeah, I'm a fidgeter.
You're just a chronic masturbator.
I have toothpicks sometimes. I don't want to have toothpicks on the show, so I just need something to fidget with.
Poor guy.
Come here.
Well, why don't you shave your sideburns?
Well, it's for the character. So the
what character are you talking
about?
The
kebab cart character.
What?
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. That's why I gained the extra weight, too.
Oh.
You're going to trust the...
All for a bit.
Yeah, you're going to trust the skinny kebab chef?
No.
Exactly, man.
Nice.
You need to have someone who has sideburns, a little gut, and he calls you boss.
But like... They go behind the kebab cart. They just see you eating In-N-Out or like Taco Bell, some shitty ass food.
No, this year I'm gonna stop doing this. I'm gonna get rid of these soon.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna get ripped.
How about you get a new pair of jeans?
What the fuck? These are new.
I think you wear the same pair of jeans.
No, I switch off too.
Oh, you have 2 pairs of jeans
that look exactly the same.
God,
I got it. Those are my New Year's resolutions, my actual ones.
Nice.
Get healthy. Stop doing this.
Do you think you can help me get a Honda Fit? I know I talk about this a lot, but yeah. I swear on my fucking life, this is the year that I get a Honda Fit. I just want a car.
How much are they? How much do they go for?
I'm going Craigslist. I'm going $5,000.
Okay.
Easy.
That's a good budget.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Point A to point B type car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be nice.
And what do you need for that? $5,000?
I need $5,000.
Okay, for sure.
So, if you can help me out with that.
Just start a GoFundMe.
That would be amazing.
We'll start a petition, not even a GoFundMe. Just have signatures.
We also had some 2024 predictions.
We do?
If we could scroll up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got to be careful because your predictions are...
Always spot on.
They always come true
in the opposite
weird way.
Fashion.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Okay. I have a theory.
Okay.
That prank YouTubers,
mm-hmm.
They're going to start going to jail for life.
What?
So, you know, like everything's staged.
Right,
and like when
you see
the videos of someone like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. But it's clearly written out.
Yep.
Planned and prepared.
Yep.
Those people need to go to fucking jail. I'm literally sick of seeing like the videos of like.
What about you, Papi Mignano?
What the fuck is that?
What about Chupapi Mugnano?
That is your first thought?
That's like the oldest one I think of. It's the guy who goes,
Chupapi
Mugnano. The thing is, I hate it so much, but the fucking Chupapi Mugnano is so fucking funny to me. What the fuck are you saying?
I can't believe that was your first prank YouTuber that fucking... I had no idea what you were talking about like when you said that.
Come on, Chupapi Mugnano.
I think that you should be allowed to like... just wail on someone that
citizens arrest YouTube prankster.
You could kick some ass first.
Yeah,
like you can like
you're allowed one punch.
You're allowed a couple assaults.
Yeah,
yeah.
Depending on the context of the prank.
If it's Chew Papi Mignano,
you're getting
close to death.
Yeah, you're getting what? Okay, honestly, if you're like, let's just say for some reason, you're Home Depot, right? Mm-hmm. Someone comes up behind you, it does Chew Papi Mignano, and you turn around and you see the camera. What are you doing?
I'm a pretty calm guy in public. I'll probably just like fuck around with you. You fuck around with me. I'll give you a nice little minute.
Clickbait.
Some clickbait
shit.
But once the cameras are off, I'm going to hate you.
What the fuck?
No, but like, not like assault.
Yeah.
But like, I'll like internally just like forever hate you. So that's about it. Is that bad?
No, that's not bad. That's normal. I feel like that's all those guys. Dude, one time I was in London airport and I was with my mom. It was like late at night. And these two like prank YouTubers, I forgot what they were called, but they're like, yo, can you film something for us? Because I was the only one in the gate, whatever, right?
How do you do a British Chew Papi Mignano?
Oi! Chew Papi Mignano!
I don't know why I love that so much. That was really fucking good.
Oi! Oi!
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so I'm in the London airport, and that was the prank, actually.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, can you film something for us? And I was the only one at the airport, and I like felt awkward because I couldn't really say like no. Because they're like, they handed me the camera or whatever. Right?
Still dying.
They handed me the camera, and then they were like just jumping around on the fucking, the chairs, the lobby chairs, like sprinting back and forth.
They were children.
Yeah, they were like children. Toddlers. And then they got in trouble. And now I'm involved because I'm holding the camera.
Oh, yeah. You're a part of the crew.
I'm part of the crew now.
And you get paid.
No, I didn't get paid.
You're on the credits.
No, I'm on the credits. But I had to go in a room with them for like 30, 40 minutes.
Oh, because they got taken?
Yeah, they got into this.
Oh, yeah, interrogated?
And then I'm here with the camera. They're like, what about you? How'd you get here? I'm like, oh, I don't know them.
Oi.
Oi. Bobby, they're like, ah, you're good, brother. They dab me up. Oh, we didn't know you were legit.
I didn't know you're the British.
I didn't know you're British. You Chew Papi Mignano guy.
Anyways.
I'm so glad someone's doing it.
Next prediction for 2024.
Right.
The Dodgers will suck ass.
They just got Shohei Ohtani. They just got Chew Papi Mignano, bro. Come on.
Can you do a Japanese accent to the Chew Papi Mignano?
Listen off camera.
Shohei will not be the guy that they paid for, and the Dodgers are going to suck. Do you have any opinions on that, Waleed?
I think they're going to have a great year, and I think Shohei being on the Dodgers is going to be a big part of his legacy.
I just wrote that in just because I wanted to just...
just to hate on him?
I just fucking hate the Dodgers.
I think the Dodgers are going to crush this year, and they're already so good.
A little sports take, because I know we're a major sports podcast. Mm-hmm. I think the Dodgers baseball team is now bigger than the LA Lakers. I'll say that. What do you think?
I believe that.
Okay.
Like, in terms of legacy.
Like worldwide, Shohei is right up there with LeBron. Like, people know LeBron, obviously. Yeah. I think baseball is a bigger sport in other countries than just besides North America. And I think like Japan and other Asian countries, which is a huge part of the world.
Well, you got to think about LeBron. LeBron's also Europe.
Yeah.
LeBron's also the Middle East, dude. They love LeBron in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just strive to fucking.
They do, of course, bro. We like basketball too. What the hell?
We have a clip for later for people that do that. That suck at basketball. But I don't know. I think the Dodgers are bigger. It was a great signing for the sport of baseball.
Yeah, you guys
globalizing the sport.
You guys need something. It's getting rough for you guys. All right. Yeah.
Another prediction. All Teslas will be recalled.
For what?
They like the movie Leave the World Behind.
Oh.
After that scene, dude, with the Teslas being autopiloted into each other and hacked and shit.
I wouldn't mind if my car got hacked. Whee! Whoa, we're going! Yogurt Land! The hacker's like just taking me to all my favorite spots.
You know I'm starting off on a diet in 2024.
Oh, it's gonna so fuck me up. Gummy bears, vanilla.
Vanilla sprinkles.
The strip club casino. Oh.
Honey, it was
look at hackers. I got hacked. And then like, ATM. Oh.
What's the ATM?
To get the money for the drug.
Oh.
He's getting me to
a I thought it was like the Tesla would rob someone else.
Oh, no,
like
no.
Ram into someone. You kill them.
Oh,
take their
the
money.
Coke guy's house? I guess.
Am I relapsing?
Calls him on the screen.
Tesla recalls nearly all vehicles sold in U.S. to fix system that monitors drivers using autopilot. What is that, Waleed? Is that a 2024 article?
No, it's 2023.
I know. But will it already
be happening? I guess.
I guess it already did.
It's just a software update. So it's not like a recall. Like take your
I'm a headline reader. And that scared the fuck out of me. And I've already tweeted that all Teslas are being recalled because of the movie Leave the World Behind.
Think about your problem with your iPhone. Is all your iPhones recalled?
Wasn't the newest update, or not the start of this episode, it's coming out a little. There was an update that happened last year, and like apparently it was really stupid or something, so they're trying to like fix it like
the, yeah, so they're gonna recall
the day after it happened.
Yeah. After the YouTube album thing. Oh, iPhones recall.
Okay. Cody's kid will come on our show before Cody does.
I don't think he'll. I don't think Cody will go for that specifically, but we can ask. Does not hurt.
Just have a little, nice setup for the kid.
A playpen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we don't use it, we'll go in there.
I think it's going to be way too young for just a playpen. Like, I think it needs head support.
Whoa, what'd you say?
It's our most viewed podcast. Well, congrats, Cody. I'm sure you probably already had the kid by now. God himself.
Okay.
Will be resurrected and will make appearance in 2024.
And a skin in Fortnite. Yes! That's the best prediction he ever made.
I just think it's time. You know, it's been BC. You know, he's been away.
It has been a long time.
He's been chilling.
I'm starting to lose a little. I think he might be Cap, is all I'm saying. That could be the title for the episode. Is God Cap? Is God capping?
I'm sure YouTube would push our episode
super hard. I feel like we'd get like in a Big Nick video.
No, I think Joe Rogan would finally like recognize us so we can go on Joe Rogan's pod.
Oh, yeah, that's another prediction. Me and Zach are going on Joe Rogan.
After we say God's cap, we go on Joe Rogan.
We don't know what he's capping exactly, but we're trying to get on Joe.
I just think it's time.
Yeah.
He's been gone and we could use him. I could use him.
Well, that's what you have to pray.
Oh, you have to believe and pray.
Yeah. I actually have a real New Year's resolution.
It's a prediction.
Oh, prediction?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's a resolution.
Go ahead. Okay. Hey, I'm a supporter.
Okay.
Whatever you want to resolute.
I'm going to stop saying yes more this year.
Oh, yeah. You are yes man.
Zach was telling me last week, because I said no to a couple of things last week, just because I was so busy, or the week before, because I was prepping for the cart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to say no to a few things, yeah. And Zach was like, whoa, I've never heard you say no to anything.
There was a skit that we got asked to be in from a buddy of ours. Usually Wally's like, yes, I'll do that.
I'm in. Yeah.
Podcast. Yes, I'll do that. That podcast part didn't happen, but just saying.
Yeah,
yes, man. But the skit part, when you said no to that, I texted you on the side. I was like, bro, I don't think you've ever said no to something.
No, never. Like, I just say yes, and then I get screwed over at the end.
Yeah.
Because I'm so tired and exhausted.
You were dead tired.
Yeah, I was exhausted.
Last week.
Yeah. And listen, everybody knows, and I still will, you know, have that same yes man pride, you know? Everyone knows me as the guy, hey, Wally, do you want to... You want to go commit some acts of terror?
Jesus.
Absolutely not in 2024,
right? You missed your chance last year.
You missed your chance last year. This year, I'm saying no to things.
Like we said, God needs to come back for 2024 and help us out. Hey, how'd you guys like the best of episode last week?
Oh, what was your favorite part?
Oh, yeah.
What was the try not to laugh challenge?
Do you guys like the Hassan part? Or the Ethan Klein part.
Right. Or did you like the 69 part?
That was this episode.
Oh, fuck.
Do not get out best.
Put that in the cut. Put it in the cut.
Slide it in. Anyways, thank you guys for watching that. And we're excited for 2024.
I am excited.
The Zach and Wally Show, we got YouTube videos coming out.
That's right.
We're going to try and be more sketches. Wally's going to be the yes man to more kind Zach of, and Waleed.
Yeah, more Zach and Waleed show. And less cart. Yeah, and cart. I got to take care of the cart, of course.
Got it.
Oh,
you have your cart coming out this year for the first opening.
Yes, potentially. There's going to be the first pop-up ever.
In Bakersfield.
In Bakersfield? No, I'm kidding. I haven't figured out where I'm going to do it.
In Yolo County.
In Brazil.
Oh, okay. Come to Brazil.
Come to Brazil. Okay.
Just pull, you finally
just,
say
just
yes.
I'll pull up. Okay, now what?
What's no up? One comes?
Yeah.
It's just bots?
No, I go to the person's house who wrote the comment. Yeah, I'm here.
Square up.
What's up? What are we doing?
Buy the merch.
Yeah. What are we doing after this?
Well, you have a... It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming very soon.
All right.
Yeah.
Because people from episode 67 were so excited saying that, oh, end of January, you're coming out with a location and a date?
Well, we pre-recorded this, Zach, so of course I would have all that stuff ready.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Speaking about 2024, we have a study that came in hot off the presses.
Whoa.
Yep.
What's the study?
The study is...
I don't think it's a study.
It's a research conducted by Harvard in collaboration with Google.
Okay.
For this MIT program that they're working on.
Wow.
Which that's a different school, right? MIT and Harvard.
Very good.
Pornhub searches across the U.S.
Wow.
That's right.
This was last year.
This is last year. Why is that emoji there?
It's probably just hiding some dark some naked person. Yeah. But guys, so this was in 2023. This was all the top Pornhub searches. So we are motivating you guys to look up new, fresh, hot things for 2024.
Yeah, go to a different state.
Go to a new state.
See what they like.
Fuck up the algo a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Look up anal in Florida. Look up...
Is that what Florida is?
No, it's fantasy. Oh. Let's just look at where we live.
Okay, California.
California. What do you think... I know you just saw it.
Yeah.
But what do you think would be like the top search?
I think hot moms.
Hot moms.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting. Damn. I say like beach porn.
Okay.
Like Sandy Puss. Or like.
Okay. Okay.
Or, you know, like you just come in.
Have you watched porn before? Have you ever watched Sandy Puss?
You ever see a Sandy Puss? You're like, damn.
I don't know if that's...
That's a how nice she, Sandy
How are they going to clean it up after?
You know. And then a beach
that must
ball,
be such a hassle.
Beach ball rolls in, and you're like, whoa.
That's why I wear flip-flops.
And then surfing on puss. Okay. It's so wet. They're surfing.
Oh, so what's your...
California.
What's your... Come for California again?
The top search was Asian stepmom.
Okay.
Is there... Can we look up ethnicity calculations for California? Like, what is it? Heavy Asian population in California?
No, this
or
is...
Or maybe people
like.
Are just... Have, like, the Asian fetish.
This is
here.
What they... Yeah, so this is what they like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And another place I want to call out is Iowa. Coming in strong. Is that Iowa with the cartoon porn?
Hang on.
Wait.
15%. Asian American Pacific Islander residents comprise roughly 15.5% of California's population, or 6 million people. That's a lot of people, Waleed.
Yeah, not Sandy Puss. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is some fantasy. Yeah. You said Iowa?
Let's zoom into Iowa. I just want to...
You have... Do you know where that is?
Yeah. Bro, are you kidding me? Of course, it's right next to Texas.
Okay.
Cartoon porn.
Wow.
Coming in strong in Iowa.
Nice.
Yep.
The Family Guy Fortnite?
Yeah.
He is naked. Nice.
Texas just says creamy.
What is it?
Texas just says creamy on it.
You're good. There we go. Creamy Texas. Nice.
Is
that creamy like food? I feel like Texas is just food. So there's like food porn.
Oh, fair enough. Wait, Mississippi's what? Furry?
No fucking way.
We're going to Mississippi ASAP. Quick, flights to Mississippi.
Furry porn is popping in Mississippi?
After the show, I run straight to LAX. I need the first flight out to Mississippi.
You know you can
ASAP.
Just search furry porn from your own...
I need to go there right now.
You think Mississippi has the best furry porn?
No, but there's a community.
Whoa, look at New Jersey. This is your hometown. This is
Turkish.
This is where you grew up, bro.
That's actually very surprising.
Why do you say that, Waleed?
I don't expect it because Jersey's very, like,
Oh, yeah, Jersey Bros. Yeah,
Jersey Bros. Okay, we up.
Hell yeah. Okay. Virginia's smoking? You know, like when they take the bongs out of the girls?
Yeah.
The bong hits? Not that I've seen that.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, neither have I.
I've never seen it. I actually don't know any of these. Now that I think about it. Take a look, Minnesota.
Virginia.
Wait. Minnesota?
I'm just going to glance over my bong hits.
It just says tickling.
What? Wait, what'd you say?
In Minnesota, it's just tickling.
Oh, that's hot. Have you seen the tickling documentary?
What do you mean?
Have you seen the tickling documentary? Oh, there's a tickling documentary. You got to fucking watch it.
Tickling documentary?
There's like some dark web tickling documentary where like people got, you know, like trafficked into it and shit like that.
Jesus, into tickling?
Into just tickling. Tickled, yeah. It's fucking crazy, bro.
And you just get tickled?
Yeah, but it's like dark web shit. Like, it's fucking crazy. It was a long time ago that I watched it, so I don't really have
what is
much for it, but it's fucking crazy. That's all I could really remember about it.
And you just get tickled?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm open to trying new things.
Sorry, I didn't have much for that, but it's really good. It was crazy to watch. Anyways. okay. Tickled the dark web. Just
Utah
clips that.
Mormon. I did not expect
That's fucking, I saw that and I was like, why don't they branch out and try like fucking something different?
But they're stuck in a community, Zach. They can't.
Oh, it's like North Korea?
They can't just look up Sandy Puss. Willy Lilly?
Snowboarding?
Yeah.
Snowboarding Puss.
Mormon Puss.
They come in from the cabin, start the fire.
What is that? Giantess? Oh, it's just tall people?
What? Tennessee has giant Tessie. Giant T's?
What is a giant
test? I'm assuming, can we, without, you know, maybe having our editor.
Giant pussy.
I think you can type in most of these words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just can't show you photos.
Yeah.
Okay. We're looking up giant Tess.
What is Oklahoma?
Dude, Kentucky.
Makes sense.
Kentucky gets down, bro. Bouncing boobs. Simple, simple, easy.
Simple American.
Hell yeah. I just realized Virginia's smoking is Virginia Slims.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, thank you.
Smart.
Thank
I
you.
Wonder what the world is.
What, like, oh, like
the whole
other
world.
Countries?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe it'll be the next episode.
White porn. They just want more white people.
White people? Nebraska, rub.
Rub? Like small spoon, large spoon? Rub?
No, maybe like.
That's good. Wisconsin swingers. Ayo. Damn. Well, let's help the world for 2024. Like,
that's right.
What each state should, you know, look into.
I think
Texas is big ass.
Yeah.
Just large ass. Large.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Most of these people are looking up stuff that they can't have access to.
God.
You know, Hawaii is just Hawaiian.
Hawaiian is, okay.
Never mind. Actually, I retract my statement about the accent.
You don't think there's bubble butts in North Carolina? High heels in South Carolina?
I've never been. I guess we got to go to find out.
There are, according to a resident, bubble butts and high heels.
Yeah, resident bubble butt.
Georgia, there's ebony solo people.
Okay.
So you could do that.
Yep.
Indiana, I'm sure there's...
Zach and Waleed go to every state and look up confirm porn theories.
That's good.
Body swap.
We just go to Mississippi for furry porn.
First thing. Waleed, there's all these states we have to... Should we start locally first?
Connecticut is double... Oh, okay, got it. Sorry. Okay. I was thinking of two vaginas. Double vaginal is not two vaginas.
Wyoming goth makes sense.
Massachusetts is just orgasm. All right.
Well,
I think we're good.
Okay. Thank you.
If you're starting your 2024 with no porn, maybe you should skip the last part that we already just talked about.
Yeah.
So you don't relapse.
Yeah. Skip now. After you just listen to everything.
Maybe we could clip that for the beginning.
No. We want to relapse.
Oh, man. 2024. What a great year.
It's going to be a great year, Zach. You know why?
So good. Why?
Because I'm expanding my menu items for the cart.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
well, I remember last year we asked people to send us items.
Yeah, well, you're making it sound so long ago.
It was so long ago. But we still have these subscriptions that you guys put in on our Instagram account, Zach and Waleed Show.
That's right.
Sorry. And I have them on my phone.
Okay.
And we'll give you guys a nice little shout out because I think it's safe to just say who wants what.
That's right. And guys, by the way, any items might make it to the cart, you know? And we'll tag you in the cart. I'll put you in the menu. I'm shouting you out.
Yes. So we do voicemails, but also we do new questions that we throw out on social. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys follow our socials accounts for getting involved in our episodes. So Jessica Bradshaw.
Okay.
Has one of poop tacos.
Mmm. Interesting. And
this would be on your menu next to the beef wrap.
Right. And serving it publicly on a street. Poop tacos.
I think it'd be fine in San Francisco.
I like the you know, diverse menu.
Yeah.
The, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But serving shit?
I think it's fine. We have another one here from Chase VB, who always tells me to keep my fly zip it up. Yeah, you're good. He has poop kebab. You just poop in a kebab. And I think that one was pretty good. And he thought that would be next to the poop
beef wrap,
the poop taco.
Right.
We have a poop kebab.
What the fuck?
I don't know. There's the Cody Noel a while ago brought up this dude on their bonus episode of some dude who just keeps talking about ordering poop at a restaurant.
Oh, the poop deli?
At the poop deli.
Yeah.
And I think this is what people are referring to because people love, you know, Cody and Noel.
In front of my culture.
Let me see what people are referring to because we'll get into real menu items that you guys brought in.
Boss man, let me get an everything bagel. Do a half pound of poop.
Hey, the usual for me. Quarter scoop poop on the poop bagel.
I'm going to do a bagel everything, scoop it out, do a little lox, and, you know, throw a little poop on there.
Do salt, pepper, ketchup, poop, toast it on an over easy hash brown.
Let me do a half a pound of bacon, egg, and cheese with a little bit of mayonnaise on the side, and then, I don't know, throw a little poop on it.
I don't know if that's your humor. You're fucking dying at it.
If someone took the opportunity right now, and they should start a pop-up, where they serve poop bagels.
Yeah, it's the poop dough.
But the cream cheese is...
poop?
Or you could, like, flavor it. As shit.
A little off topic, did you see the video of the dude that was shoplifting and being taken out with security?
Oh!
And he reached in the back of his pants.
We don't have to play it.
This was years ago.
There's a video, this guy shoplifting, security guards are pulling him out, and to get them off, he grabs shit.
He shat in his hand and
rubbed it in his face, and they just like, whoa, 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 whoa.
He was a big fan of the poop deli.
Yeah. Oh, he goes every day.
That's one of the most insane things I've ever seen in my life.
The fucked up part is the way he did it so quickly.
Yeah, he had to go.
Not even had to go. I was like, you've done that before. You have absolutely, because that has worked for you in the past where you've reused it.
He's like the best shoplifter.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It's Steely Dan poop. It's just crazy shit like that.
I didn't know it was you.
I didn't know you were going to be here.
They let you out.
We can never tell you how you look like because there's shit on your face.
Anyways, enough poop stuff. We have garlic fries.
Okay.
From Banana Cider.
So it's just normal garlic fries.
Hassan Khan says beef kofta wrap, beef spices, pita bread, assorted vegetables.
That's what I...
Well, they haven't been there yet.
Oh, yeah,
They didn't know.
True.
Waleed's world famous wrap from Ariana's Mediocre Life. Waleed's has a wrap, chicken, lettuce, tomato, cheese, rice, and one Waleed kiss.
Oh.
That's pretty
nice. Every wrap that comes?
Yeah.
I should put lipstick.
Nice.
On the bread and serve it. I asked for two kisses on my wrap. Can you get the manager? It's you.
What about a Sugandese dish with a side of ligma?
Ligma.
What are you going to say, Waleed? That was good, Dino Cogs. Very nice. A lot of one ball jokes,
right.
A lot of Zach's breakfast stuff. But I had legit menu items that I wanted to give you. Thank you guys for sending the amazing...
These are real ones.
...poop menu items okay. and the one ball.
These are legit now.
Yes, but yeah. these are mine.
Okay.
That I had. All right. This one is the roasted egg sandwich. Okay. Roast beef, horseradish, pickled onion on a toasted ciabatta bread with a fried egg.
That's actually really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I thought this was a joke. This is not a joke.
No, yeah. It's really good.
Yes, that's a great idea.
All right, cool.
I like what you're doing with the pickled onions and the horseradish. It adds a nice little flavor. Yep. And I have to talk food now.
Yeah, I know.
There's like another language.
We're a food podcast now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, where people come here for food mm-hmm, references.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's your second one?
The falafelnator.
Okay.
Falafel.
All right.
Wrapped in naan bread, hummus, chopped tomatoes, bacon bits.
Whoa.
And a fried egg.
I can't be serving bacon in the cart, dude.
Well, it's optional. You can have no fried.
I can't even have bacon on the cart. It's halal. The whole thing's supposed to be halal.
I'll serve it.
Okay.
I'll have a cart next to you.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, cool.
Yeah, just the bacon.
Honestly, the
bacon stand.
You know, like when you come drunk out of like a basketball NBA game or something like that, and they have like the people serving it. Yeah. I'll just be that guy.
With all the bacon?
Yeah.
Guys, I know, man. Halal.
Won't leave me alone. Yeah. What do you think?
Okay, that was pretty good. I like the name.
Cool.
Yep.
Meatloaf Euro fries.
Okay.
Garlic fries, diced onions, melted cheese,
ooh,
of your choice, chopped meatloaf, ketchup, and a fried egg.
You lost me at the meatloaf.
Okay.
You lost me at the meatloaf.
But everything else is good?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Cool.
Yeah, we won't pay you.
That's fine.
For any of these.
Well, I'm waiting. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're still waiting. All right.
The next one is a drink.
Okay, we need more bevs.
Yes.
We don't have enough bevs.
Exactly.
Don't forget the bevs.
Muslim eggnog. Okay, it's a eggnog stirred by a Muslim person, and it'd be you.
Okay, but isn't eggnog like alcoholic?
No. Waleed.
What?
Be cultured in my culture.
What the fuck?
Eggnog is not alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure eggnog has alcohol in it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, right?
Everyone's it can. It has an alcohol-free version. Oh, my childhood is ruined. I always thought eggnog was gross and like... My mom told me, hey, don't drink the eggnog.
Yeah, because she don't want to get lit. Because you get handsy during the holidays.
Got it. Wait, what is the... Both homemade and commercial eggnogs are made in alcohol-free versions and recipes, which is what I had as a child, in which alcoholic beverages, generally brown, aged spirits such as bourbon, brandy, or rum are added during preparation or directly to the cup after eggnog is poured. So it's after, yeah. So I guess you're right. We're both right.
Yeah. Okay, we can do the non... alcoholic version.
But I was thinking like your video where you finger the drink. The Muslim eggnog.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And you pour all your drinks.
By the way, I'm getting like that video has gone like out of control.
Still?
Yeah. It's like it blew up.
Again?
Yeah, again, bro. It keeps going.
Because it's the typical Middle Eastern way of doing drinks, right?
I know, but now there's like debates in the comment. They're like,
oh, God.
They're like fighting. Cultures are fighting with each other. And I'm liking them. I'm liking each comment.
Just stirring the pot. Yeah. Last one I had was PB&C.
Okay, classic.
Peanut butter sandwich with a side of cum.
Wait. Not a classic.
Well, it'll be a...
Where's the inspo from?
It'll be a special menu item.
Right.
You know.
And who's... Because we could buy peanut butter. We could buy...
You could buy cum.
Where?
At the fertility clinic. Yeah.
Can you just tell us all the unused ones?
Yeah. You just wait till...
I'm the dumpster. I'm dumpster diving.
Dumpster diving cum?
Yeah. In a suit.
Why a suit?
I don't want to get it on me.
What? Waleed, you have to be fucking enthused with your...
Dumpster diving?
With your menu items. Yeah.
You know like people who dumpster dive like at like Best Buy? Like...
No.
Yeah, you have like people who like... Go to Best Buy and like random big chain stores because they just throw away so much shit.
Yeah.
This is my version of going and we need to get the cum for the cart.
You like played it out so like they're coming out wheeling like, all right, 10-4.
Go.
The cum dumpster is about to be filled.
Oh, no. I just wait for the employee to come out and just give him a stack of cash.
Get out of here, Wally. Get out. Scat. You're just the homeless cum
guy. No.
Which one would you take?
I would take Euro fries without the meatloaf.
Okay.
And the roast beef sandwich just sounds like a sandwich that is good.
So you're totally fine with the fried egg on about every single menu item, because I was trying to make you realize...
I would put a fried egg on the wrap.
This is my
the egg is not the problem. The egg is not the problem, Zach.
Okay.
It's what you're putting with the egg.
Yeah.
The edamame.
Yeah, you just egg with everything. That's the fine. Point of eggs.
Well, it wasn't on the cum thing.
It's, you know...
Optional.
Yeah. Side of egg.
Yeah.
Side of cum.
When we were doing the event, and people were asking for, like, modifications... It was, like, so stressful to keep it track of. I was like, no mods! No subs! No fucking mods!
Well, yeah. Good menu items for you. Yeah. How many items do you want to have?
On the cart?
Yeah.
I'd probably do, like, 3-4.
Okay. You already have two. You have the veggie wrap and the beef wrap.
The beef wrap. The lamb. So that's 3.
Oh, nice.
And then I want to do 1 chicken something.
The PB&C?
No, that's not chicken. That's...
Well,
that's just cum, Zach.
Good protein.
It is protein that does solve for a lot of, yeah.
All right. Well, moving on after your amazing menu items. Will
Thank
be,
you, Zach.
We can go ahead. Oh, yeah. I wanted to reference the oh, yeah. Sorry. Your rival. We can go into a rival.
Who's, I don't have an enemy yet.
There was
a
Reddit thread that was brought to us of someone who is desperately trying to go throughout LA and just serve grilled cheeses to people. And he's been asking people, submitting requests of like, hey, you want to serve grilled cheese with me? Blah, blah, blah. Really simple menu item. So go ahead.
I've wanted to street vend for a long time after a lot of thought. I think doing a grilled cheese with a couple different protein options, pastrami, ham.
Come.
And maybe a big bowl of tomato soup would be cool. I don't mean like Kraft singles on white bread. Either I'm thinking 3 cheeses, protein on a really nice, potentially locally sourced bread. Get fucked, buddy. All right.
Keep going.
Okay. I don't have a driver's license.
How old is this person?
Yeah. What the hell? Are you 10 years old? I don't feel like getting one.
He's an Uber guy.
Also, this is the type of thing is more fun if you're with someone. No, it's not. You're starting a...
Bro, this guy is going to... He's a murderer.
If anyone wants to team up and sell grilled cheeses in a parking lot on a sidewalk with me, shoot me a DM. I'll provide everything but the truck.
Bro,
the
this is code word.
Yeah.
Okay, he has no license, so right? He gets a getaway driver to take him places.
Yeah.
The grilled cheeses is code word for murder.
Yeah. So, drugs and murder.
Yes.
Yes.
So
sin.
He does the deed.
Right.
Gets in the car of someone who's just, you know, unwilly, you know, knowing.
Drives off. Oh, so selling grilled cheeses? Where's the cheese?
Yeah. What is the
chloroform?
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Hey, wow, yeah, we both thought of that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Are you going to chloroform this gentleman? Because it seems like he would be right next to your cart.
No, look, I got to be a hater to this guy. So then he has extra motivation. You'll never be successful selling grilled cheeses. You know what it takes to start a real business, buddy?
$30K.
Sure, it was a bad financial investment, but that's what it took.
How much cost?
I would buy a grilled cheese from someone who doesn't have a driver license, by the way.
Yeah, really weird.
That's just my own personal... Like, you can't drive? How the fuck should you get this? What kind of cheese is this?
A deserted park, you know, like no cars around or anything like that. And you just see a guy planted right smack dab in the middle.
I walked here.
Yeah.
With cheese, dog? What the fuck?
Oh, there's...
You walked here. Oh,
what?
Yeah, there's like... That's like a huge thing.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
There's some are like
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's just like it seems like a normal.
There's like artesian grilled cheeses.
Grilled cheese is like a drunken item.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it like
yeah? But you don't need a full ass fucking.
But this Reddit post makes it seem like it's his novel idea that no one's thought.
Yeah. I mean,
he just needs a ride.
I had one idea for a food truck.
I remember
that I thought it was like it was genius.
I wanted to bring this up. Go ahead.
I think it's too late now. But I had this idea what 7 years ago, six years ago at least, right? And it was essentially, it was called Fries Around the World.
Yeah.
And the logo was a potato holding a bunch of people's hands in a circle that all came from different backgrounds and diverse. Like, we are the world type, like.
That's great. Yeah. That's super cute.
And then, because potatoes are so cheap, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
All it would be, it was like all different kind of fries. So like carne asada fries, chicken tikka fries, poutine, Canadian, bulgogi fries, Korean. What else was
North curly, Korean?
Yeah, well, what other fries? There's more.
Australia?
Fucking no.
Antarctica?
No.
Europe?
Truffle fry, Russian? whatever. All different types of fries, whatever, right? And you would have all these toppings. Greek fries, boom, feta cheese.
North
you know,
Pole.
Yeah, North Pole candy cane. And the other day I was driving around far away. I saw a thing, the same exact thing.
Far, far away?
Yeah. Well, it's nearby.
Neverland?
It's nearby us. So I'm not going to dox it.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Far, far away. Far, far, on the corner far, of.
Far, far away. Not by our studio at all. But it's the same exact concept, and I was pissed.
Oh.
Because I at least it felt like, you know, when you have an idea, you're like, fuck, this is actually good. Too late for me.
Well, you have the cart now, so you can add it on.
But think about the logo. It's so good.
The logo is good. I like the logo. So if we
except
ever,
one listener.
I say we say yes to this dude, we give him a ride.
Zach and Wally.
And we have him as a guest for the grilled cheeses.
And he brings us the food items?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Unless he's a fucking psycho.
Yeah, if he's a freak, then no.
The no license theory is a little weird.
We got to send him an Uber just to get here.
Luke's already on. Luke's finding out this anonymous post.
Guys, I think it'd be a really good idea if we like started a burger truck. I don't know. There's not enough in LA these days. Sorry. That was me.
Damn, dude.
I don't want to shit on his idea.
Yeah. You didn't shit on it at all.
Guys, I don't think there's enough taco trucks. I think it'd be really cool if we all met up and like, I don't know, I don't have a license.
Can someone give me a ride?
Yeah. Can someone just give me rides?
He just wants, like, because you have to hire someone to wheel your cart. So, like, he probably just wants someone who has a hitch. What if he asks for a ride? He asks the make and model of your car.
Yeah.
And if it can't be hitchable for a cart, then he's like, I can't.
I don't think this guy doesn't even have a cart. I think he just wants to put it up, like, in a cooler and fucking.
How would he make the grilled cheeses?
We'll bring him on.
We gotta ask.
Yeah, I think he's gonna make it at home and then
hot plate it. You can do like survival skill hot
microwave.
Plate,
just a little microwave. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you gonna fucking do that, dude?
I'll show you. I'll show you, Zach and Wally.
I'll provide everything but the truck/van.
Yeah,
okay,
dude.
Small truck and van. Listen, buddy, you're not slaying that much grilled cheeses, all right? Let me tell you, good luck to your business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking.
I'm fucking.
Food truck.
I go to, he sets it up. I, like, kick down.
Oh, they'll split everything 50-50.
Oh.
He doesn't really need the money. This is just something he wants. He just wants to hang out with people and make food.
Oh, this is just something. Like, oh, okay, I feel
sketch.
Bad
now. No.
Yeah, sketch, sus. No driver's license.
I changed your mind instantly.
No driver's license, sus.
All right. Best of luck to you, sir. But
best grilled cheese in LA.
Oh shit!
Food eater number. Gordon Ramsay loves this parking lot grilled cheese. Fuck.
Oh, that'd be funny. I wanted to pull up.
Gordon Ramsay hates Waleed kebab carts. Love LA grilled cheese.
BuzzFeed's
top five grilled cheese. What? And then on that list is like worst kebab carts. Like, wait, why'd you add that
in the ad article off to the side?
This kebab cart will get you sick.
Is BuzzFeed still a thing?
Yeah, it's a huge company.
I thought it was down the tube.
No, I'm sure they're still doing the list.
I just missed their tweets and ad pop-up articles.
No, yeah, they're still around.
I guess I just haven't spent a lot of time on
people
it.
People are shutting down the real reasons why they turned down marriage proposals.
And it's definitely not like the movies.
Definitely not like the movies.
Oh, good. Matt Rife. Hell yeah. Do you have a hot Matt Rife take?
I think he's a great comedian. Okay. I think I love his observation skills, and I think...
great guy.
Yeah. I have that story.
I was going to say.
There's a
say it and then we'll cut it.
Yeah. No, I can say it because I won't say anything. There was a comedian one time, me and my buddy were hanging out and we saw...
The address of.
Yeah. And and we're kind of like on the phone, like just like, oh, dude, look, Matt, like, who is this guy? Whatever. It was like right when he first started, like right when he started doing Wild and Out and stuff like that, right? I'm like, oh, dude, like he's so hot. Like, let's just like troll him and like tweet at him, whatever, right?
Nice.
This is like early. I was a big troll, you know.
This is 2014.
This is 2014. New
when
me.
Trolling was cool.
Yeah. So we said, oh, like, you look so good. Can we, like, make out after your show, whatever, right?
Okay, that's not that bad.
We're, like, just tweeting shit like that. Then.
Because you wanted to.
Yeah, I was kidding. And then he, like, responded back to my buddy, and they started beefing back and forth on Twitter. And then all of a sudden, Matt Rife goes, okay, meet me at this park at 7 p.m. I'm kicking your ass. Whatever, right? And then, like, and then my buddy was like, okay, like, fine, whatever, right? Then Matt Rife goes to the park,
bro,
tweets the photo of, like, the gate, he's like the baseball thing he's at. He goes, where are you, coward?
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. Straight up. He went to the park to, like.
And where was your buddy?
He didn't show up. Fuck that. He didn't
show up.
That's
why Matt Rife is the better comedian.
No, he's, dude. The guy went, posted a photo. It was, like, ready to scrap, like, as if it was in high school.
Okay, was the tweet that you trolled him with?
This is recently, but this is based off that old tweet of him, like, showing up to a and I was there as the beef was happening, instigating it.
Wait, you showed up?
No. I was telling the guy
buddy to troll. So he wanted to meet up because of the comment that you said that you wanted to make
that
out
we
with him.
Both were, like, trolling him with, yeah.
Of making out.
Making out, calling him sexy, calling him, like, all this shit, whatever. And
he got pissed over that?
Yeah, look up
I would be flattered. I'm like, oh, this person wants to make out with me.
If you meet someone at a park, legit. Yeah,
if you show up.
You have a problem. A
little weird.
Yeah.
You gotta roll with the trolls.
Hey, Cody Noel! You ever got in a fight in school?
Absolutely. Waleed. I would kill myself for war, for anything. You think I would put up a fight?
You never
absolutely
got in a fight
not
with somebody?
No. Never. I've never punched someone. I'm excited
you ever
to.
Got punched?
No. Never got punched.
Zach Waleed get punched?
There's videos of, like, a couple or whatever that was like, Luke wants to punch. A couple, a dude was like, it was road rage, and the dude was like just bad, like abusing this over road rage to the girlfriend, and the guy was just standing in between them, like not really doing anything, and it was just happening. And I wouldn't say that would be me, but
like to block to stop
him. Yeah, but he just wasn't doing shit, and I hope that wouldn't be me.
Yeah,
but I one day I'll punch someone. You'll see.
I'm telling you, Zach will only get punched
by who? Jake Paul?
Noel. Life. After we went to that restaurant, we're standing like in a circle. It was me, Noel, Jin, Trey, and he kept going like this. Ah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh fuck, dude.
Noel asked us to touch his sides.
Oh yeah, his lats.
Because he's been working
he's
out.
He's been working
more.
Out.
He's
and
like,
then he punched us.
He said, "Feel this."
Oh, tickled.
Oh, dude. Anyways.
Thank you for listening to the Zach and Waleed Show, episode 69. Happy 2024. We hope all your New Year's wishes come true.
Stick with us for the whole year. We are going to flourish.
That's right.
Don't clip that. All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.